America is at war. Globalists and leftists have taken over the highest levels of our state and federal government, our state houses, Congress, Supreme Court, and even the highest office of the land. They are indoctrinating our children, corrupting our morals, dividing our people, and attempting to eradicate God. But the weapon they cannot withstand is a people united under God and armed with the truth. Now join Pastor Steve Taylor, Director of Christian Rights Ministries and President of the Alliance Legal Group, for another episode of the Faith and Freedom Network.
Good afternoon, Hampton Roads and America. It's great having you on the Faith and Freedom Network. Good afternoon, Colleen.
Good afternoon. Yes, we're heard all throughout Hampton Roads on the Lighthouse, 100.1 FM, 96.9, and also 1010. But you can also stream us online through mylighthouseradio.com, or you can watch us right now on Facebook Live through WPMH The Lighthouse.
That's great, too. I like the Facebook feed. That's a really good Facebook feed. And, you know, the not just because I'm on the Facebook feed.
You're on there, not me.
But because you can really see the kind of the interaction that we have sometimes with each other, with folks that call in. And so we just like to really invite you to call on in, and you gave them that number, I think?
It is 757-488-5299, 757-488-5299.
And if you're new to this program, maybe the first time that you've dialed in, you know, turned on and it's like it sounds like that 70s things that whatever.
Tuned us in. People are dialing through. Yeah. We heard from a lady who caught us on her lunch break the other day. So always a good thing, you know, random calls.
What this program is attempting to do is that it's the Faith and Freedom Network, that we're a Bible based law practice, sponsoring a Christ-centered program that allows a network of believers to join in this critical time of American history, that we're under a tremendous assault from a Marxist led, inspired, and accomplished to a very great extent, takeover of the United States of America at all levels, as our promo that you so well prepared, talks about, that we saw an election last year that was stolen, literally, and that as we see things trickling out, you know, that it's just an incredible period of time, and the things that are changing so rapidly. The only way that we can combat this is, we can't even do it in ourselves at all, is through Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And so that's the faith part of the Faith and Freedom Network, that without Jesus, we can do nothing. With him, all things are possible. And so, you know, that there's a recognition that that we are, if we're going to remain a republic, that we must remain a republic under God. And so this is not just a, you know, America's in a terrible shape, and we need to, you know, get information out so that we can, you know, fight this in the state houses, in the courthouses, and in the public squares. This is really a recognition that America is in the throes of her last gasp of being a free republic. And if we don't do something right now, this is not hyperbole, this is not over exaggeration, that we've seen over the last 6 months, and even during the election, a tremendous shift in our freedoms, a tremendous shift in what the government thinks that their role is in controlling the population, what their role is in controlling the narrative. And it's not just the government, it's the big tech. We're looking at globalists involved in this thing called the Great Reset, where that they literally want you to, it's the World Economic Forum and the United Nations, that's the arm, World Economic Forum is the think tank, economic right arm of the United Nations. They literally put on their website that you will have nothing in 10 years, and be happy. That's what they're thinking, is a complete, you know, taking away. We see this in the book of Revelation. We see this, you know, that I'm this great teaching that I've been going through as far as the seven churches in Revelations being, actually, it's kind of great. I'll have to share this with you, Colleen, being seven. You know, that we've heard of church ages with the seven churches. We've heard of those being historic churches back in the day. But that a really popular, or maybe not popular, but a really interesting teaching on it is the seven churches represent seven periods of time, literally 7 years of the revelation, with each seal actually being a year, and each seal being, you know, specifically related to the instructions that Jesus would give us during that particular seal in that particular year. You're one after the other. 7 years, seven seals, seven, you know, and so that the so it's a really great, and in that second, that first seal and that second seal, you start seeing the things that we're talking about happening today.
It's always good to delve in and study.
Oh, it's great. And so that this is really, you know, a program that ties the biblical teachings along with a complete and total need for Jesus and a reliance on God as we go through this, and then, you know, posting the getting the information out about what the consequences are as we haven't and as we don't get God back into our lives as a country.
As we mentioned, of course, we want you to join in on the conversation. So if you'd like to join in, you can call us at 757-488-5299. We couldn't do it without you. And we also cannot do it without our sponsor, which is the Alliance Legal Group. Alliance Legal Group, you can go to debtfreeva.com and be a part of that. They have a chat box. If you have questions about finances and in different states of what bankruptcy looks like, you can certainly contact them at debtfreeva.com. We love to have their sponsorship here for the Faith and Freedom program.
We'll get rid of your bills. I'll put that in there, too. We will. We'll do it.
That's helpful, too.
That's right. That we'll get you a fresh start. So let's just talk a little bit about just the reality. So kind of give you a thumbnail sketch of where we're going to go today. We've got some articles on how the church is rapidly not becoming the church. You know, that in that first seal in the first church, Ephesus, you know, what they talked about was that they had forgotten the first love. That
right.
They had the zeal. You know, they hated the Nicolaitans, the overcomers of the people. But that's literally what the word would mean. But that they had left their first love.
Right.
And so we talk about this great apostasy that's going to happen. You know, as a sign before this 7 year period of time called the tribulation happened. So let's just take a look at a couple stories about what's going on with the church. So this article, I'm not sure if it was a Christian Post article or not. It is a Christian Post article. A poll of churchgoers suggests many are not ready to return to the sanctuary and take a seat on the pew, which a Christian apologist says is disappointing mm-hmm. to the one who instructed us to worship together, to not forsake the gathering.
Mm-hmm.
And so that this poll talks about a July 1 story, talks about that that 27% of people that had gotten out of mm-hmm. going to church because of the COVID-19 CCP virus don't plan on coming back.
Yeah, that's sad to hear. I heard that also, you know, with what we do here with radio, that, yeah, people are just
falling away.
They're mm-hmm. not doing it. I mean, people are watching it by online and those kind of things, but it certainly is not, they're not engaging with their local church community.
And they still call themselves Christians, but it's that form of godliness without the power, you know.
Yes. So I've heard a lot, you know, people are trying to campaign to get people, you know, mm-hmm. back into church. It's time to get back into church. I was commenting that there's just some people who will just never come back.
You know, this article talks about, I pray for people that won't look for easy Christianity, you know, the kind that you can just get on the radio or the Zoom or the Facebook or whatever, but a scriptural, fruitful Christianity. You know, just staring on this Christian, you know, I had a person saying, well, you know, I grew tremendously during the last year. Of course, he never showed up to church. And I'm thinking, well, what about the church?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that might be great for you. You might have felt like you really grew, but what about the church?
Yeah, like I said, you can certainly get great teaching, and I,
yeah.
you know, through the radio, through the online, people have seen growth on those platforms. But at the same time, you are needed with your local believers, with your local body of believers. The community needs you to be able to, you know, engage in that and help each other out, you know, uplifting each other. You know, you can do some of that online, but you need to be local.
And you know, this article says, for anyone that is trying to use COVID as an argument to not be part of a local fellowship of believers, scripturally, that just doesn't fly. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's, you know, again, I very briefly introduced the 7 years, seven churches, seven seals thing of Revelation. That first seal is they forget the first love. You know, there's, and a lot of them very, you know, all about, you know, lip service, God and countries, zealous as far as the very things that we're talking about the Marxism that we'll talk about the totalitarianism that's happening. You might be one of those listening on the line right now, but that, where were you last Sunday?
It does sneak in. Like I said, it gets easier and easier when your schedules change and it's just like, oh, okay, well, I can just check this box or look over here.
And it's so easy to do. It really, really is easy to do when you're in your slippers and your...
I'm speaking to myself as well.
Me too.
Hey, there were we don't have to get up and get going. And
if I wasn't a pastor and I didn't have to be there every week, the temptation would be very great. To maybe just, you know, take it easy a little bit, you know, just, right. You know, why show up? You know, that we don't have a very big attendance at our church, and that church is Trinity Christian Church of Suffolk. It's behind the Suffolk Courthouse. We'd love to have you there. You won't be overcrowded, trust me, but you will be inundated with some great teaching. We have Pastor Don Mills. He's a regular provider on this show. He's a doctor of theology from Westminster University. Just an extremely talented, bright Bible student that loves to exegete the Bible, and that you'll love that. And of course, you can see us on Facebook too. Mm-hmm. But that we'd rather have you show up in person, in present, and build the congregation. Let's give you another one. Another story here is faith groups. So this is another Christian Post story. Faith groups launch curriculum to help churches combat idolatrous Christian nationalism. And what this basically is that if you've noticed, you know, we saw, what's his name, John Brennan, last about the beginning of the Biden administration says that, you know, that we talked about the extremism that is claimed to be going on, you know, typified by the January 6th, you know, quote-unquote riots, you know, that kind of stuff, and that they said that there's going to be a laser focus, Brennan said there's going to be a laser focus by the Biden administration to eradicate libertarians, Christian extremists, you know, and that they all pair them up as violent white nationalists is what it really comes down to. And so this type of thinking, you know, libertarians, Christians, Americans.
The Tea Party, I think they were coming after the Tea Party as well.
And people of faith, just like we saw several weeks back with the IRS weaponized as far as this group of Christian believers that wanted to teach biblical, you know, truth to people voting, they don't like those. And so that's now spread into the church itself. And so this is a Christians Against Christian Nationalism is a Baptist Joint Committee for Religious Liberty announced the creation of a three-lesson curriculum last week. And, you know, that sounds good. You know, just mm-hmm. Jesus only type of stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. Sounds great. But the what it really does is that it attacks God and country. They don't want any sort of, you know, that you'll see this in a lot of churches start coming up. Say, we don't want to hear about politics in church.
Right.
You know, it's completely not the right place. And so like July 4th, there's a lot of articles saying that a lot of churches have abandoned singing some of the traditional, like...
all the patriotic type songs.
All the patriotic Christian songs, you know. It's just not appropriate. So these folks have infiltrated our churches, and that they say patriotism, nationalism, none of that stuff, you know, loving God, loving country, you know, talking about the Christian heritage of this mm-hmm. nation, that's all inappropriate. We just need to talk about how Jesus loves you.
They're afraid they'll come under attack or something bringing politics into...
Well, let me tell you what it really is. This whole cultural Marxism, this whole idea that basically that Marxists didn't win in the public opinion of, you know, proletariats versus the rich bourgeoisie. Versus the poor, the bourgeois proletariat sort of thing. So they've infiltrated over the last 100 years into this cultural thing. There's a long march through the culture is what they've proposed, and that one of the things that the reason they need to go through that long walk through the culture is to disconnect American ideology, which is rooted in Christian Judaism. They have to break the two, because America will, ultimately it's a fight for the Constitution. It's the rule of law that prevents them from doing what they want to do, and the only thing that protects the Constitution is the belief that basically that rule of law is necessary to prevent the loss of all our rights. And so what they do is that they attack anything related to its founders, ad hominem sort of things. Well, they were slave owners, therefore they couldn't have a good idea, and that, you know, let's get rid of this and the systemic racism and all this kind of stuff. It's all ultimately an attack on the Constitution, and that what this is, this thing saying that you can't be a Christian or you shouldn't bring patriotism into the church house, is that separation of taking religion, Judeo-Christian beliefs away from the founding and the protection of the institutions, including the Constitution of the United States. So you're going to have teachers and you're going to have people preach, we can't talk about politics.
Right.
We're going to have, that's not what the Black Robe Regiment was 200 years when, you know, when this country was founded, Muhlenberg and he, you know, he ripped off his coat, and he was a preacher in Virginia, and he said, you know, that there was a time for this, there was a time for that, clothing and clothes that, and today's the time for war. You know, so that American politics has always been embedded in our who we are as people, and who we are as people are Christians.
Well, the argument always is from people are, you know, well, they should not be telling us how to vote and who to vote for and those kind of things.
Oh, but we should.
Well, but I also think, though, that you can certainly be patriotic and everything without I've seen sometimes where you bring the politicians in and you know that the politicians are, in a way, showing, you know, they're just showing up to pander to the audience to
right.
some extent.
But if you have a politician that isn't voting the Bible, if he or she is promoting abortion, if he or she is promoting Marxism, if he or she is promoting...
We should be aware of it for sure.
We should not vote for that person.
Right.
We should not vote for that person. And that, you know, when you go to a person and say, well, yeah,
should be clear on
I vote
particular.
For these people, but that's not who I am, then why are you voting for them? You know, that those decisions they make are the ones that you're having made. Those children that are not being born in their mother's womb, that are being killed by the person that you put in the office to do, that's blood on your hands.
Responsible.
And that we're, as churches, need to make sure that people understand that.
If you want to join in the conversation, we invite you to do that as well. The phone number is 757-488-5299. 757-488-5299. Give us your take on that politics inside the church as well. And we want to let you know that the program Faith and Freedom is being brought to you by the Alliance Legal Group. For more information, you can go to www.debtfreeva.com. It's debtfreeva.com, and you can follow up there and find out more information about the Alliance Legal Group. We certainly cannot have this program without their support as well. So 757-488-5299. We have about another 10 minutes of the program.
And we'll try to cover three more articles in 10 minutes. One is going to be, again, as God is removed from our pulpits, whether as we talk, people not showing up to the pulpits, or whether, it's a diluted and different sort of message that
watered down,
taken out, narratived, you know, as controlled. People want
what
them.
People want to hear.
This comes directly from Marxism. They don't want people talking saying Marxism is anti-God. They don't want people saying that, but it is. And so, this article here is from a World Net Daily, a great program that you can go on, WND, and it says, Marxist America, the new Soviet Union. And it says, Marxism is now filling the void of religion in America with its fervent belief as man as a new God. So they don't want you to hear that in your pulpits.
No.
And so that the Pew Research Center survey said that Christianity is rapidly evaporating in the United States. Only 65% of Americans now, in 2019, it's worse now, describes themselves as Christian. And that's a whole, I mean, that they describe themselves as Christian, but you have every sort of, you know, I mean, if you're a Church of Latter-day Saints, you know, I love you, that Jesus loves you, but and that certainly you'd be included in that group of 65% that describe themselves as Christian, but I'm telling you what, you're not going to get to heaven with that belief system. And I'm sorry to say that, but that's just the truth. Mm-hmm. And that there's that 65%, you get down to probably, you know, a very small minority, of Americans that actually are Bible-believing Christians.
Right.
And of those that are actually born-again believers, I had a person in my office today saying, I'm a Christian, but I'm not born again.
Interesting.
Well,
okay, that might be a conversation for another program.
Absolutely.
Sure.
And so, you know, we had a great conversation, and that, you know, this the Lord was definitely working on him because he's saying, what's the difference between these two?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, yeah, I'm a Christian, but I'm not born again. So, you know, what's that mean? And so, you know, we had the conversation, but, you know, this 65% that call themselves Christian, who knows what the small number of folks that are actually born again Bible believers. And so that paves the way for the new religion of communism, where the government is your God. And so as Marxist atheism is now preached as a new gospel, the article says, with this hatred towards traditional values, what we talked about, you know, America, just everything, patriarchal systems like the Bible teaches is good. That means that a man and a woman and, you know, two genders, you know, all that kind of stuff, marriage between man and a woman. The mainstream, it says that the hatred towards those values, mainstream media, schools, universities, popular groups like Black Lives Matter set the tone for a new phenomena. And listen, if you're a supporter of Black Lives Matter, understand that they are a communist, planted, supported. The founders were trained Marxist teachers. Mm-hmm. As they claim that they're it's a Marxist theology, Marxism, atheism, same thing. You know, not same thing, but that's a root tenet of Marxism.
Very similar.
Mm-hmm. And so we're the Dmitry Orlov recently said that the United States is walking along the path of the Soviet Union. Orlov made this point 16 years ago, watching the collapse of communist USSR. And this says there's ominous rumblings on the horizon for the collapse of the United States. And so because we're adopting the same sort of things that the Soviet Union did. And so, you know, what he saw in the Soviet Union was the exorbitant debt, which is part of the whole Marxist takeover. You know, the Coward Piven model where that the Marxists would have you flood, you know, undertake tremendous welfare obligation debts and things of that nature. So it floods, it overwhelms the ability of America to financially handle that, which causes a collapse of the government, which allows the Marxist government to be in control, to give more welfare, to give more control, etc. Problems in the energy sector, unreformable political systems mired in corruption, their elites delusional in their feelings and omnipotence. And so this all, he just goes around describing how we're becoming a Marxist America. Great article. And it's a brutal parting from traditional values. We'll be hearing this whole program that sees the world split between good and evil. Man actively needs to fight for which is good. That Marxism, on the other hand, views man as inherently good. Man's inherently bad. That's what the Bible teaches.
Yes, that's what the Bible teaches.
We're not getting better. We're getting worse, and we can see that. So that's one article. Second article, talk about Black Lives Matter again. They faced fear, criticism. This whole Cuba thing's going on.
Right, I saw that.
What have you seen?
Just that they're protesting, and there's just like a lot of unrest happening there that the people want to get free.
Free. They're starving, and that they're under a communist, just what every communist country does, that they oppress the people. And so, you know, the people are, the Florida Cubans say, help us, you know, help my family, things of that nature. But Black Lives Matter, of course, being communist led, this article says, faced fierce criticism Wednesday after posting a statement that blasted the U.S. and praises Cuba's government. While the island was destabilized by historic protests and violent crackdowns. And so that the statement originally posted by Instagram blamed the U.S. embargo for the country's instability, blamed the United States, and credited the Cuban government for historically granting black revolutionaries asylum. Of course, Marco Rubio denounced that tweet. And then he says, the extortionist ring known as the Black Lives Matter organization took a break today from their shaking down corporations for millions and buying themselves mansions. They're all rich. Those guys, you know, they're doing very, very well on the monies that they're extorting out of people to share their support for the communist regime in Cuba. So anyhow, he goes on and on about how there's you know, that. And we're deceived as a country. You know, this Black Lives Matter is, I see it pop up everywhere on our soccer team. You really? Saw that? Oh, it's all over their Olympic uniforms. Is, you know, 7 out of 9 kneel down with only one person with their hand on the heart. It's communism in its clearest and you know, 70%.
Well, if they're supporting Cuba, that would do it for me. I actually visited Cuba about 7 years ago on a missions trip, and it certainly was an eye-opening experience to see the oppression, for sure.
And it says the progressive wing. You can call them progressive, you can call them liberals, or you can call them socialist or communist, who align themselves with the BLM, Black Lives Matter, I don't know what to say or do, you know, with all these sort of things. And because they're obviously on the wrong side. And, you know, so anyhow, that's more of what happens when you take God out of your country or attempt to take it out, that you have communism fill the gap.
Shouldn't we learn our lesson from when we see these other examples, for sure?
And so the final article is going to talk about that, you know, when you have this sort of removal of God from country, then you have an overreaching of the government. And so we're going to talk about how Americans generally do not like the idea of people going door to door to have them find out whether or not they've had the vaccine. Do we have somebody on the line?
We have Herman. Do we have time for a quick comment?
How much time we got?
About 2 minutes.
All right, Herman, you're on the air. How you doing today, Herman?
I'm doing great. Enjoying you guys as usual. And I just want to add, out of sincerity, I have a deep conviction with this Black Lives Matter movement. You know, today, people forget that we're in a sin-cursed earth.
Yes.
And so we have to be careful that we don't take an isolated event or event and make a movement out of it.
That's right.
Because what happens is Satan doesn't care whether we're black, white, Puerto Rican, or Jew. He just wants lives. He
That's
wants
right.
to deceive people and keep the blinders on so they never make a decision for Christ.
That's right.
At the end, these movements wind up blinding more people because it takes Christ out, and they rather follow the movement because it appears that we're standing for something that was wrong, mm-hmm. when in reality, there are a lot of things that go on out of plain view that's wrong. It would always be wrong to kill anybody, black, white, blue, or red, for anything, you know, in light of some of the stuff we've seen. And so I just want to encourage anybody that may be listening is that the deepest need is to have our sins under the blood of Christ.
Amen.
Because God will have mercy on anybody
Hallelujah.
That leaves this earth without being covered by the blood of the Lamb, because there's no sin that will be allowed into heaven. And at the end of the day, our message has to be, prepare yourself for the day that you have to leave this earth. And a movement and a protest is not going to save souls. You better make sure you do a self-examination and make sure that you're willing to stand behind your movement, because death is going to declare that day, and it won't be a time at that point to make a decision.
Herman, well, I appreciate it. I hate to even cut you off, but we're out of time. But, you know, I don't know whether you're black or white. I'm suspecting you might be an African-American. Let me share this with you. It's courageous to take a stand, which sometimes is unpopular with other folks. And, you know, one thing that I saw was that that Black Lives Matter, you know, one of the things that I see Black Americans saying across the nation, do not speak for all Black Americans. And so, Herman, thank you again. God bless you for tuning in. We look forward to hearing all of you soon. Herman, I hope you call back in next week and we get to talk a little bit more. But thank you so much for calling in today.
Thank you, guys. God bless.
God bless you, sir. Bye-bye. All right, folks. God bless and have a great week. And we'll talk to you next Tuesday.
I've been listening to the Faith and Freedom Network, sponsored by Steve Taylor and the Alliance Legal Group, Hampton Roads' hometown attorney for more than 30 years. For more information, you can contact them at debtfreeva.com. That's debtfreeva.com. And tune in every Tuesday and Thursday right here on The Lighthouse for Faith and Freedom Network.